I want you to describe to me what it was like in that room, in that area that you were working in.
It was, you did your walk, but you still could have a chat with your person across the table from you. Like, there was a row each side of the table. You could still have a talk, but like, you know, and if the manager hadn't caught you, you know, you'd be in trouble, you know. But we used to have a sing-song and all. You know what I mean?
Would the girls be humming or singing away to themselves?
Yeah, they would.
Or all together? They would,
yeah. Sometimes all together, but mostly, you know what I mean? I think it was a happy environment. Now, that's my opinion. I think it was a very happy environment.
With all the dust and that, it must have been dusty, was it? With the paper?
No, to tell you the truth, I never noticed it either, yeah. The best part of my job I loved. Do you remember, what do you call them? Across the road, Tommy. They had a little shop in the house, the window. What do you call it?
Not Gings now.
No, not Gings. Beside Delaney's. Beside Tom Delaney's.
Yeah, I know the shop, yeah. Oh, I know what you're talking
Padder
about.
Padder was there. Yeah. Well, I used to go out in the morning time to get things for the walkers, like. Yeah. And any morning I went out, and I did that for a few years. What do you call it? Padder. He died there a few years ago. He used to give me a club milk for myself. I remember that as well as anything, you know what I mean? I used to get great jeered. Oh, Padder must have his eye on you, you know. He used to give me the club milk for myself, you know. I used to love walking up through the machines and all. You'd have a bit of laugh at somebody, you know what I mean? Yeah, it was. It was a happy time, my opinion, anyway, you know.
Was there, when you describe it as tables, it wasn't a conveyor belt bringing the
No, there were
paper
wooden
in.
Tables, weren't they, Tommy? There were wooden, big long wooden tables, yeah.
Were the papers brought in up to you, then?
Yeah, or the men did that. Remember Mick Cranny, I remember Mick doing it. They used to throw them up on the table for you, you know, and then you went on with your counting, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you recall the kind of paper you were counting now?
It was mostly brown paper. I know we did white as well, but it was mostly brown paper now that I remember.
It was packing paper now, is it?
Yeah.
And did it have a shiny side on one side and not shiny on the other?
I think so, actually. Yeah. Yeah, I think it did now, we come to think of it. Yeah, it did. It did. Yeah, it was mostly brown. I know we did white as well, but I think it was mostly brown.
Mm. Were you doing good envelopes and letter paper?
Oh, yeah. Some paper in particular, wherever it would be going, you'd have to be really careful with it. Do you know what I mean? It was good paper. You had to be really careful that there wasn't, say, a stain on a sheet. You'd have to take that sheet away as well. You know what I mean? Oh, they were particular all right now, you know.
Watermarks on paper. Did you come across any of that? Or?
Oh, I'm sure we did.
Do you know where there was a watermark?
I'm sure we could. Yeah, any mark. There was a mark. Yeah, some of the paper. That's right, there was. But mostly, to me, it was the brown paper.
Yeah.
But as we said, we did do white as well. But to me, it was mostly brown.
Were you doing any paper for printing? You know, for the newspaper printing now.
Newsprint.
I think so. Yes. Yeah, I think it was. It was all for different.
Yeah.
Places, you know, but we weren't told exactly where it was going or anything, but it was for different papers, you know.
Did it become any way monotonous, repetitive, doing it all the time?
Well, I'd have to be honest, I'd say it did now, you know, by times, you know what I mean? Like any job, I think, you can get a bit bored, in other words, yeah, you know, but I think there was a great... There was a great crowd walking there then, you know what I mean? And there was no really bickering or... I never remember anyone. Maybe they did before I went or after I left, I don't know. But it was mostly a jolly crowd, you know, that way. And I think the crowd of girls that came up from Drimina they were really jolly people, you know what I mean? They really were, you know, but we did have some laugh.
So you were just a young girl in there. There must have been an older generation.
There was,
there
that's
well.
What I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like the older generation at that time, when you're only in your teens or late teens, anyone in their late 30s was old to you, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And what do you call it? But an awful lot of the old crowd all died, like their dead years. You know, years.
I know, but working with them, did they tolerate the younger crowd? Were they? Did you get on with them?
I think so, Andy. Do you remember what to call her out of the ranch? She was there for a while.
Nell Keogh.
Remember, we used to have a great laugh at Nell. She was
character.
Oh, she was a character. She really was. Yeah. Now, and she's dead a long time too, isn't she, Tommy? And is there anyone else around?
And so would Nell Keogh then, would she, when you say she was a character, would she, in what way?
Like she's always joking and laughing and the old sayings, you know what I mean? And
what kind of old sayings?
She used to say, that's a paddy me arse of a story. And she used to say another one as well,
When you were there working away, like a lot of girls, did you find your husband to be in the
I
mills?
Did, yeah. He worked in the mill. He was from Galway now, but he was working in the mill, yeah. At a mill dance, we really met, if you know what I mean.
Oh, you must tell me about that.
So
what was his name?
Michael Fahey. Yeah, and he worked on the machine downstairs. And I'd seen him that when I often be down there walking, but there was nothing, you know. And then we met at the dance and then we start going out. And one thing led to another there.
where was the dances? Was it the dance hall in Clondalkin or was it?
No, this was at a dinner dance from the mill. I forget where it was. I don't know, I was down in Nace somewhere, it was away, and then there was the Mayfair Ballroom in Clondalkin, and we used to have a great laugh in the Mayfair, you know, it was good then.
Was there an annual dinner dance?
Yeah, there was, and then the Towers used to have the Round Towers football, they used to have an annual, they still have, haven't they, Tommy?
Yeah.
Annual dinner.
And did you dress up for it?
Oh, God, yeah.
I mean, but it was black and white, black tie, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, you dressed up all right. Your week's wages ago on your dress alone.
And when did you get married? At what stage?
I got married in 1970.
And it, straight away you had to leave the factory, the mills then, did you?
I don't know. I don't think you had to, but I think near everyone did. They had I know later on they used to have an evening shift. Yeah. And like married women could go back to it, because I remember Josie Nolan went back to it and, I can't think who else. But I think that was the thing then, you got married and you left your job. You know, unless maybe you were a doctor or something like that, you probably, you know, but like, you just got married and left your job, you know what I mean?
And at the time, was it, did you find it hard to leave? I mean, would you have liked to have stayed on?
I don't, I loved it and all that, but I don't think I loved it that much. You know?
Yeah, but financially, I mean, you were settling down. And it would be nice if there were two wages coming into the house, but now there was only one.
Yeah, but you just managed, you know, Like, and I think of it now, when we came here, we got this house. We start buying it from the start. You had a choice, either the council, you rent it or you bought it. And I think it was 9 pound or whatever the money was then. That was a lot of money out of your wages, you know. But in the end of it then, like, when people's children around here start growing up, that were renting their houses, their rent kept going up, where ours didn't, you know what I mean? Ours stayed as what it was, but if you had children going out to work, your rent went up, you know, that way. But, I mean, these houses only cost, I think it was 2,000 at the time. Now, I think the majority of people owned their own house around here now, you know. But it was a good lot out of your wages, you know. But then, as I said, in latter years, you were glad you were after doing it, you know, that way.
And so at the time, this was a council estate,
yeah,
which was built, I suppose, only about 10 years before you actually bought the house, was it?
Oh, it wasn't even 10 years, no. We'll be 41 year here now in July. Mm-hmm. And I'd say it was only built, yeah, they were only being built, actually, when I got married or something, yeah. And Arthur Griffin and Lugan, they were the first, then Michael Collins, and then us a year or two after that, you know what I mean? So they were only built, like, when, you know, when we moved in, they were only after being built. As I remember putting newspapers up in the window, because we hadn't curtains, you know, we measured the sizes and all that, you know what I mean? So, yeah, they were only built.
Starting from humble beginnings, really.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, like it wasn't like nowadays. I mean, there was no paper or paint on the walls. You had to start doing everything yourself. There was only a sink and that really in the kitchen. You had to get presses, fridge and all that. You know what I mean? So, yeah, you started from scratch, that's right.